Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 12. And we have an extremely, extremely tight race. D, you are in first place with 109 points. After another huge week, the lovely Rita Sanchez is in second place with 108. But there's a tie. After my 14-1 week, I'm now tied with the lovely Rita Sanchez in second place with 108 points. Don't look now. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear larger than they actually are. Here we go. Danny Butler's in fourth place with 99 points, and friend of the show, Rob Adams, is in fifth place with 90 points. The windows are getting smaller. Let's see how we do. Thursday night, Amazon Prime, 8:15 p.m. The 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Cleveland to take on the 2-8 Cleveland Browns.
I'm taking the Browns mainly because Steelers just beat the Ravens. That was a game they had to get really, really up for. I think it's going to be hard to match that intensity on a Thursday game.
That's fair. That is very fair. However, I'm going with the Steelers. I think they're still just the better football team. And at the end of the day, the better football team usually wins. Usually. CBS Sports has generously given the Cleveland Browns a 2% chance of winning. You're saying there's a chance. Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. The 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs go into Charlotte to take on the 3-7 Carolina Panthers.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? 100% on CBS Sports. They have given the Panthers absolutely dick all chance of winning this game on Sunday. Jesus. So, why even bother? I mean, why even bother? Don't show up. It's over. It's a walkover. It's a walkover. The 8-2 Minnesota Vikings go into Soldier Field to take on the 4-6 Chicago Bears.
Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings pretty easily. The 2-8 Tennessee Titans go into Houston to take on the 7-4 Houston Texans.
Texans.
Joe Mixon running wild. The 9-1 Detroit Lions go into Indianapolis to take on the 5-6 Indianapolis Colts.
Lions
big. Over under another 50-point game for the Lions. This would be number 4 this year.
Like this season or just this week?
Just this week. This would be number 4 this year if they do it again.
No, I don't think it's happening. No.
That's insane. 4 times. That would be crazy talk. The 3-8 New England Patriots go into South Beach to take on the 4-6 Miami Dolphins. Miami continues to be the house of horrors
for the Patriots. Dolphins, big. The 4-6 Tampa Bay Bucks go into MetLife to take on Tommy DeVito and the 2-8 New York Football Giants.
Prediction? Pain. Bucks.
Part of me wants to take the Giants because I remember what happened last year with Tommy DeVito. But, yeah, I got to go with the Bucks here. The 3-7 Dallas Cowboys go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 7-4 Washington Commanders.
Commies.
Give me the Commies. Cowboys are going nowhere fast. And apparently Jerry Jones does not want to see Trey Lance. Remember when we asked why the fuck the Giants kept Drew Lock? Well, why the fuck did the Cowboys get Trey Lance? Provocative question.
For all you grill masters, green thumbers, DIY aficionados, and home repair heroes in the Richmond, Virginia area, if you're looking for personal service quality products and a convenient shopping experience, then look no farther than Thacker Ace Hardware in Colonial Heights. Owner Don Rackley and his team of local experts have everything you need to tackle every project around the house. I'm talking Benjamin Moore paint, Milwaukee and Craftsman power tools, plumbing, electric, hardware, the works. For you green thumbers, their nursery department is top notch, and I wouldn't be me if I didn't mention the grills. They have Weber, Blackstone, Big Green Egg, Traeger. I want one of everything. Give them a call today at 804-766-4223 and see how they can assist you. Or swing by 27 Dunlop Village in Colonial Heights. That's Thacker Ace Hardware, 804-766-4223, or swing by 27 Dunlop Village in Colonial Heights. Thacker Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-5 Denver Broncos go into Las Vegas to take on the 2-8 Raiders.
Broncos.
And your offensive rookie of the year, Bo Nix. Forget Daniels, forget Williams, forget May. How about Bo Nix? Let's give Bo Nix some love. Why not? The battle of what could have been, but just kind of laying in the weeds. The 5-5 San Francisco 49ers go into Lambeau to take on the 7-3 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
I'm taking the Packers too. This is kind of a disappointing game. You know, it on paper it was once better. It was once a lot better. But injuries will do that to you. The 6-4 Arizona Cardinals go into Lumen Field to take on the 5-5 Seattle Seahawks.
Cards.
I am going to go with the Cards as well. They're a solid football team, and they're in the mix right now. They're absolutely in the mix right now. Your Sunday night special. The 8-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into SoFi to take on the 5-5 Los Angeles Rams.
Eagles.
Yeah, I think so too. Saquon's probably going to have another huge game, and they'll be chanting, "Thank you, Giants." And your Monday Night Delight. Also from SoFi. The 7-4 Baltimore Ravens go into LA to take on the 7-3 Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
I'm kind of torn. What gives me pause is that Justin Herbert will be able to throw on the Ravens. Ravens are not great with pass defense. Then again, I don't know if Dobbins can run on the Ravens. So that's, it seems kind of like a wash. So I am going to say that the Chargers narrowly pull this out. It's going to be close. It's going to be one of those, you know, John Harbaugh pull your hair out specials. But I think once again, the older brother prevails in Harbaugh Bowl number 2. Teams on a bye this week: the Atlanta Falcons, the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New Orleans Saints, and the New York Jets, some of them mercifully on a bye this week. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. It's time for us to run the go route again. Play along with us on CBS Sports. Go to our league entitled The Option 2024 and finish out the season with us. See if you can take on the champs.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.